Good morning, everybody. Mike Brenhug here, the Focus Guy. Today on the Focus Radio Show, I want to welcome everybody here. We bring you authors, experts, and thought leaders to help you increase your sales and grow your business. I know from personal experience, if you're out there as an entrepreneur or sales professional or business owner, the challenges, you're on 24/7. And there's a lot going on. So I want to do what I can here. And I enjoy interviewing authors and other experts so I can bring that to you. And if there's a little nugget somewhere in there that will help you break through those barriers or give you some kind of a tip or a strategy to help you improve your processes and increase your sales, that's what this show is about. So thank you for listening in. Thank you for joining us. And as an entrepreneur and as a business owner, you have to understand that we're faced with many challenges. It's just part of being a business owner and part of, you know, it comes with the territory of being an entrepreneur. It's very normal and natural. And oftentimes it seems like a battle with our mindset, trying to, you know, maintain that positive attitude, trying to continue to be happy where somebody's not going to steal our happiness and protect our confidence so that when we're out there meeting with people trying to increase our sales and grow our business, that we come across in a very positive way with a lot of just good positive energy that we're putting out there. And more importantly, so we can stay focused on the most important things. When we go into a negative mindset, and if you've listened to any of my radio shows before, you know that I call it the WTF vortex, where it just has a tendency to suck you in when something that you're faced with that could be a challenge. And when you go into that negative mindset, it closes up your mind. And so now you're not open to new ideas or possibilities or really being able to see kind of the pathway out. So the ability to really break through those barriers, it's important for you to have a positive mindset. And our guest that is on the show today certainly will allow you to harness a positive mindset. And it's all about happiness. And for some of those tough guys out there, I know that you probably think, oh, happiness is all fluffy and all that. But I'll tell you what, it's critically important in my opinion. In fact, around my house here, my wife knows that I don't like anybody with my happiness is kind of a term, because it's that important. Because if you're not happy, your mind is closed up, you're not thinking of new ideas or possibilities, you're not putting off good energy out there, and what good are you doing, right? That's not any kind of a life to live. So happiness is extremely important. And so with that, what I want to do, let me introduce our guest for today, because I'm extremely excited to have Paz Simpson. He's the author of Happiness Engineer. So for nearly half a decade, Paz Simpson has become one of the leading authorities in happiness as the Happiness Engineer. He has helped leaders find clarity, which is extremely important, that they need to live their happiest self. I can't even tell you how important that is, and that's why I'm excited to have Paz here. But he also understands that happy people are more productive and creative people. So I want to tell you, if you have a team out there and you want more productivity, I'll tell you, happiness is extremely important, because when they're happy at work, they're going to be more productive. They're looking forward to coming to your workplace. So anyways, let's get into this. Paz records and releases a video every day to keep people motivated and bring them closer to leading their happiest life. And the Happiness Engineer is a way for people to get the most out of their personal and professional relationships, identifying the true purpose of relationship and clearly defining agendas to create a successful outcome. And I think that's, you know, what everybody's looking for, is a successful outcome and nothing else. Anyways, Paz, welcome to the show. Welcome to the Focus Radio Show. Thank you for being our guest. Honored to have you on. How are you this morning?
Oh man, brother, I am blessed and highly favored. Thank you for asking.
Awesome. I love it. I love your energy. And I'll tell you, I've got to, you know, ask you, as I do all of our authors, what prompted you to really get on the topic and write the book about happiness and become the Happiness Engineer? When so many authors out there in the business world are really thinking about sales, strategy, you know, those type of topics. Here you are capturing happiness, and you really caught my attention with that. So tell us a little more about that. What prompted that?
Well, my life changed about 7 years ago. So
okay.
I was doing very well in the music business, and things were looking good to other people. You know, mm-hmm. I was top of the game, you know, road management, doing big concerts, all kinds of crazy things that would make you think that we're very successful. But then my business partner was murdered.
Oh, my gosh.
And my self-identity took a little hit because even though I knew I was the brains and I put in all the work, his name was the name on the company because he had the reputation. So I had basically attached my identity to him and was also thrown for a tailspin when he was murdered. I was like, so one day I dropped down on my knees and I said, God, this cannot be my life. This cannot be what you want me to do. I don't know what it is you want me to do, but whatever it is, I'm going to follow it and I'm going to follow it through. The next morning I woke up and I jumped on the computer and the Napoleon Hill Foundation's Think and Grow Rich call showed up on my computer. I dialed into that call, which I've been on ever since. I dialed into that call and they were reading the book Psycho Cybernetics by Maxwell Maltz, which is a book about self-identity, which is what I was struggling with at that time.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, God makes no mistakes.
Yeah.
And I had started to read that book with the group. I was on that call maybe for about 6 to 8 months before anybody even knew I was there or existed. Never made a peep on the call, just listened to it silently and got better. And then I started to share. And then one day, one of my early mentors jumped on the line, Greg Reed, who writes for the Napoleon Hill Foundation, wrote the book Think and Grow Rich, Thoughts of Things, wrote 3 Feet from Gold, Think and Grow Rich, Stick Ability, the number books he wrote. He jumped on the call and gave his cell phone number. So I called him immediately. The call ended at 10 o'clock. Before 10:01, I was already on the call. Said, my name is Paz. I don't want anything. I don't need anything. I just need you to pick up my phone call as quickly as you did just now the next time I call. I was like, yeah, no problem, buddy. And I hung up before he can even think about it. He's been my brother ever since.
That's awesome. That is awesome. And so that's what led to the book and the title. The book, I have it up here, The Big 365.
Yes. It became, as I transformed, what ended up happening was God gave me a inspirational quote to share with my family and friends every day for 3.5 years. And it just came out of nowhere, some kind of inspiration. You know, and I would share it. And at first, my family and friends were really just my small group of family and friends. And then as I started to embrace what Greg was bringing to me, my family and friends grew from just them to, you know, Greg Reed, Sharon Lecter, who wrote Think and Grow Rich Women. She wrote Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Outwitting the Devil. You know, all of Frank Jankiewicz, who was the founder of the Make-A-Wish Foundation, I had all of their phone numbers, and all of them were starting to get my daily quotes and loving them. So I was like,
That's crazy. That's awesome.
Yeah, I was like, and then one day Greg's wife was like, Pat, you have been doing this for this many years. You need to turn it into a book. Actually, I have already started turning it into a book for you. And I looked it over, and I'm like, those aren't the quotes I want to give the world. I'll take over from here. And that's what I did. And that's
there
how that book got started.
That's awesome. So let me ask you this. So what have you found now that you're the happiness engineer? Is there, you know, a few tips that you can give the listeners that can help them wherever they are? Certainly, when your partner was murdered. That was certainly, I mean, devastating, and I feel for you there, and sorry for that. But certainly it caused you to go into this and really to another space, basically, and to find yourself. It was a catalyst for change. I'm sure, obviously, anybody that goes through that, it doesn't feel, you know, pleasant at the time. But can you explain to us kind of as you're going through that was and reflecting back, is there a couple tips that you could share with the listeners if somebody's going through a similar situation that might be able to help them get through that and see a light at the end of the tunnel?
Oh, definitely. First of all, relationships.
Okay.
The most important thing that any person can have is good relationships. Start to pay mm-hmm. attention to who you're talking to and why.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still married, even though I don't know if we're going to make it as a couple. I'm a devout believer, and she's a devout doubter. So it's pretty funny. We've been separated for a couple years, but I'm over there every day, which
mm-hmm.
is even funnier. But I say that for me and her split up when I started this journey because she thought I was crazy. You know, like, how could you just become happy? You know, you can't just be happy. I'm like, happiness is a choice.
Absolutely.
You know, one of the quotes in my book is, misery loves company, but so does happiness.
Mm-hmm.
Choose wisely. So first
I love
of all,
it. So true.
You know, check your relationships. You know, if, you know, your relationships will change everything. One of the greatest things Greg Reed said to me in one of our very first conversations, and I took that to heart, and my life is proof of that right now, is you will be the same person you are 5 years from now. The only thing that will change are the books that you read and the people that you meet.
Get it.
I'll repeat that for you. And this for your listeners, podcasters. You are the same person you will be 5 years from now. The only thing that will change is the books that you read and the people that you meet. Now, I read at least a book a week. So I've read, you know, in this time since me and my wife have split, I've read hundreds of books and she's read one. That changes a lot about how you see life. Because you can't see in front of you if you can't learn something, you know. And then, you know, and then the relationships.
Mm-hmm.
The greatest thing in the world I have are great relationships. Like I run a nonprofit organization that teaches entrepreneurship to children ages 5 and above.
I love that.
So we start to make it, you know,
mm-hmm.
And my advisor that I can pick up the phone for to ask questions about my nonprofit is Frank Shankwitz, who is the founder of the Make-A-Wish Foundation. For
mm-hmm.
25 years, he expanded Make-A-Wish. I didn't know Frank when me and my wife first split. But what I did add was good relationships. But she and her unfortunate movement have only added negative relationships. We even had to talk about that today, just right before this call. I said, as much as you tell the world what I don't do, your whole house is furnished by me. You know, everything is taken care of by me, and then I leave. You know, so you can tell the world anything, but God will show them the truth. You know, and I told her, what's the difference between me and you? My relationships.
It's so key,
I can call
relationships.
Somebody and, yes, relationships are key. And then there's the happiness formula, you know, and you know, I give this to everybody. You know, I counsel people on this. I coach people on this. When if you come to me as a coach or a counselor or even for mm-hmm. consulting. But the happiness formula is real simple. Thoughts plus feelings plus actions equal happiness. Thoughts plus feelings plus actions equal happiness. If you stop anywhere along that equation, you will not be happy. You got to. It's like I tell my kids, we have our saying that we do every morning, you know, our positive affirmation.
Mm-hmm.
So and it goes with us actually being happy. So my kids say every morning, I think good, I do good, I am good, so I can have a great day. I'm healthy, I'm wealthy, I'm wise, do everything in a prosperous way. And then we scream, I love my life at the top of our lungs. That's how we start our day.
Hey, that's an awesome way to start the day. And what I love about that, you know, those affirmations and being consistent on a daily basis, which is key to anything, you're not only reaffirming that, but that self-talk, you know, one of the challenges, and I talk about this as, you know, to my entrepreneurs and business owners, when we're out there, there are so many negative influences. I mean, literally thousands that enter our mind and our each and every day, and distractions that we need to be diligent about having that daily dose on a regular basis of something positive to build our confidence, to, you know, create happiness and to express our gratitude. So I love what you're talking about. Can you share that formula one more time? And I'm
of
actually,
course.
For the listeners out there, I'm going to throw this on the website.
Please do.
Throw that on the website there so people can see it. But share that with us one more time, Paz.
Yes. It is thoughts plus feelings plus actions equal happiness.
That's awesome.
P plus F plus A equals H.
Okay.
If you ever come to see me speak, you'll see that equation all the time.
Okay. Excellent. So we have relationships, we have the happiness formula, and for those listening out there, you can visit Paz's website, engineer.com, and you can find information on his book. Highly recommend that you pick up a copy. You can buy it right off of his website. I'm looking at it right now and get more information. Paz is also a professional speaker as well. He's done many speeches for organizations all over the world, and just an awesome message. So, Paz, let me ask you this. So we've got the relationships. We have the happiness formula. Is there a couple other key tips that you have?
Of course.
Please share.
Then there's the 30 squared movement. All of these things are my divine creation given to me by God, because, you know, I can't take credit for anything. You know, one of the things I can also say before we go into the 30 square movement is humility. Humility. Nothing you ever do, I don't care who you call God, it's not my job to judge your religion. You know, I'm not going to tell you should be Muslim, Christian, anything. You know, your relationship with God is your relationship with God. That's on you.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. But give all the credit to God. You know, we all have.
I agree.
You know, we all have great things that we do that we're a part of. But none of it happens without God. You know, you must accept the favor, but God gives the favor for you to accept. It's funny. I was with a pastor the other day, and he said, the reason that I win is because I have a servant's heart. He said, God's going to give to me so I can keep giving more. And and this was a pastor who didn't know me very well, just seeing how I move. He said, God's going to give you so you can keep giving more. So
that's incredible.
First of all, humility, gratitude, you know, is another huge thing. Gratitude is the backbone of life. You know, I tell people I'm a happiness engineer, but I'm a gratitude consultant. I'll show you how to be grateful. You know, I'll show you how to find gratitude in all things. There's always a reason to be grateful, even if it's just for being alive.
Oh, that's huge, and it's not just even if it's just being alive. I share with my business community and friends and family that it's extreme gratitude, because I think that gratitude enough doesn't capture people's attention, and it really, I believe that we need to practice extreme gratitude. And one of the things, and I'm just sitting here having a great conversation with you, Paz, and I'm very thankful for that. But I look at it every time that I'm fully functioning. I have my fingers, my eyesight. I'm able to look at the computer. I'm talking right now on this radio show. Those are things that I am extremely grateful for. Extremely grateful. And when someone, because I know that there's somebody that that doesn't have that ability for whatever reason. And so I'm thankful for that. And even people that don't, there's something that they can find that they can be extremely grateful for as well, because somewhere in the world, somebody is doing much more with less, right?
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. So, and when you can practice the extreme gratitude, which is what I love about, you know, your message, is it shifts that mindset into a positive, happy mindset instead of a poor me and a victim mindset, right?
Yes.
And in order for us to accomplish anything great, in order for us to accomplish our goals and do what we want to do in life, we have to be positive, happy, and move forward with intent, which is what I love about your formula. Thoughts plus feelings plus actions, right?
Yes. Yes, because you could think about it all you want to, right? You can feel good all you want to, but until you actually do something about it, it's still going to spiral back into the same thing. You know, you have to take that action, even when that action scares you. You know, and most of the times, you know, I tell people fear has two sides to it. So you're either you're going to embrace one side of fear or the other, right? So fear when it's backed by doubt is false evidence appearing real.
Right.
But fear when it's backed by faith is face everything and rise.
I love that. Share that with us one more time.
Yes. There's two sides to fear, just like there's two sides to belief, doubt and faith, right? You can't have doubt and have faith at the same time. So you're going to have to make a choice. Either I tell people I'm not faithful because there's still some more faith I can add there. So I'm faith-filling. But there's two sides. So when you have doubt and you have fear, it's false evidence appearing real. You'll have all kinds of things that tell you why you can't do it. I started my journey with 25 cents in my pocket, a one-way ticket to California, and a wife telling me I'm crazy. And look where we are now, you know, because I had faith, you know. We had faith, so what I did was face everything and rise, you know. And it's funny, some of the conversations I have, you know, like I was telling my wife, I'm like, my life is so amazing. Like yesterday, you know, one of my partners closed on deal for Woodstock. So we're going to be reviving Woodstock, you know, and we got that contract for 20 years, you know. Then I hung up from that call, and I had a guy call me, you know, who runs a carnival, and he wants me to bring it to all the nonprofits, and he'll come out for free, you know, or split the proceeds with them as long as they get him a location to put the carnival, you know. Mm-hmm. And then I hang up, you know. This is just how my life goes. It is so funny, you know. And then I hang up from there. You know, after, so we go carnival, you know, we go with my other brother telling me one thing. And then my other brother's like, we just closed on this real estate deal. And then, you know, my young proteges call them like, hey, Nickelodeon might pick up our show. So it's,
wow.
If you know, and this is in a day's work. So if you don't sit in my circle, you won't believe some of the things if you're a non-believer. And that all starts with the faith that you have.
And that's really what it's about. And I love the spin that you put on that, because fear truly is false evidence appearing real. And being able to use that and change that, have that mind shift, and to be thinking of fear as face everything and rise. That is awesome. That's a great way. And I know that's really what your message is about in the Big 365, is, you know, just having that message where you're that positive dose of good stuff each and every day for people in your circles and people out there. And I know you're trying to expand that as well and get the message out there. It's having people make that mind shift to face everything and rise.
Yes.
Otherwise, it just kind of holds us back, and we're behind this kind of glass wall that we need to break through. We can see everything, because I know that people that want to achieve their goals, they have a vision. I believe that most people kind of have a seed of positive vision in there, but that doubt kind of sets in and it's cloudy, which is why I'm so passionate about focus, bringing that into focus, right? And having your happiness formula and changing your thoughts to face everything and rise will allow people to bring that into focus and break through those glass walls so they can make it happen. That's awesome.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so what else you got for us, Pass? I know we're getting close to the end of the show here, but certainly I love this, and I know you've got a lot of great nuggets in the Big 365. And again, for those listeners, thehappinessengineer.com, thehappinessengineer.com. You can pick up a copy of Paz Simpson, pick up a copy of his book, The Big 365. Not only be happy, but change your fear into face everything and rise. I love that. So what else you got for us?
Oh, then we have the 30 square movement, which I started to tell you about. So the 30 square movement is something that I started about a year ago. And what the 30 square movement is, to make sure that you're taking care of mind, body, and soul. And what where we go wrong at is most of us take care of our mind. We may take care of our body. We may take care of our soul. But most people don't take care of all three. And by not taking care of all three, you always wind up, you know, left out there. You know, you wind up incomplete. So the 30 square movement did just that. So it's 30 minutes of reading.
Okay.
30 minutes of exercise, 30 minutes of a positive audio or video, and 30 minutes of meditation every single day. If you do that every day, you'll watch your life get better progressively.
I'm making some notes here because it's another great formula, the 30 square movement, some meditation. Okay.
And if you're new to any of these things, don't try to beat yourself up and do it all at one time. I didn't just start meditating for 30 minutes overnight. It took some time. I started out meditating for 10 minutes. You know, you know, my kids now meditate for 30 minutes. You know, they started off meditating for 2 minutes. You know, just keeping still. You know,
right. I grow into it.
Yeah, I coach youth basketball as well. You know, and they won't meditate for more than 10 minutes, and it's fine. You know, it is what it is. But definitely grow into it. If you're not an avid reader, you know, read in 10-minute intervals or 5-minute intervals, however it takes for you to enjoy the process. Because while you're doing it, it doesn't help you if you don't enjoy it.
Well, here's something that I share with everybody that is in my book, because I enjoy reading. And I call it, if you read a chapter a day, you'll be smarter in every way. And really just getting people to realize if you read a chapter a day, you're talking, what, 10, 15 minutes? That's it, a reading. But if you read a chapter a day, you know, the average person, if you're consistent, not only developing a good habit at that, but you'll read 12 to 14 new books a year. And think about how much better a person would be, how much smarter they would be, how much more valuable they would be to themselves and their friends, their family, and their organization by feeding their mind with 14 new books every year on good topics on how to grow their business or better relationships, right? So it'd be absolutely incredible. So I love that. So the 30 – you call it the 30
squared? 30 squared movement, yep, 30 squared.
30 squared movement.
Yep, because it's 30 times 30 times 30 times 30.
Right.
30 squared.
Got it. Love it. Love it. Well, we're getting close to the end of the show here, Pass. I want to thank you so much for being a guest. And for those listeners, I want to invite you to visit Paz's website, The Happiness Engineer.com, thehappinessengineer.com. Pick up a copy of his book, The Big 365, which is really when you have that, I mean, it plays right into it. If you're an entrepreneur, sales professional, really anybody out there striving to be better so that you can improve yourself, so that you can reach those goals that you really want to reach, the goals that you dream of, the goals that will change your life and have the biggest impact. You need to be filling your mind to have that happiness and have a positive mindset so you can move forward, so that when you are faced with challenges out there, because it's going to happen, life is not Hollywood. These challenges that you faced with are actually a good thing. Be grateful for some of the challenges, because it's an opportunity to learn more about yourself, to build up your perseverance muscle so that you can bust through that and actually achieve your goals. So don't look at these challenges as a negative, because guess what? When you take that as a negative, it'll just set in your mind as a negative, and you're going to go into a dark and just a place that will hold you back. You're going to be shackled, basically. So the only way to break through that wall and those shackles is to be happy, to be positive, and apply what Paz has just shared with us here, the happiness formula. Thoughts plus feelings plus actions is extremely powerful. Apply that, and then also apply and change any fears that you may be faced with right now, from false evidence appearing real to fear, or face everything and rise. And you apply that, pick up a copy of Paz's book, The Big 365. You'll bust through that, and you'll have an awesome life. And that is it. Pass, what do you have to say for us as we're wrapping up the show here?
Well, I want to say thank you again for having me on your show, for interviewing me. And I encourage everyone to donate, to get involved, to become a mentor to a young entrepreneur at Dream in Motion. So I'm always going to raise money for that nonprofit. I've been blessed because I didn't even start the nonprofit. I just got to work with them, and what these young kids are doing is amazing. Like, we have a 10-year-old architect who's going to build his first building before he's 11. So these kids are
unbelievable.
Amazing.
Unbelievable.
So if you can do anything, send everyone to dreaminmotion.us. I don't care if I get one.
Dreaminmotion.us?
Yes, dreaminmotion.us. That is. You'll see all of the great things that these kids are doing. You'll be totally impressed. I have an 8-year-old fashion designer, you know, a 10-year-old architect, you know, not even including what my kids are doing as well, you know, who are also entrepreneurs. They've been entrepreneurs since they were five and six. They're getting ready to release their first book. But it's amazing. So if I can do anything, is to drive people to that nonprofit that I've been so blessed to serve.
Awesome. And share that nonprofit with us one more time. What's the URL?
Yes, it's dreaminmotion.us, not .com, .us. Dreaminmotion.us.
Got it. We got it.
No S in motion or dreams. Dream in motion.
So that's dreaminmotion.us.
Visit
that. Help out the young entrepreneurs, because they really are the ones that are shaping our future here. But with that, one thing that I do want to share with those that are listening here, what is awesome about young entrepreneurs is they haven't developed all those fears, that evidence appearing real. And so they don't have those limiting beliefs that we have as we go through life, and we experience challenges. We take some of these challenges, and it actually creates barriers that just build on top of it. So it's so important to focus on the most important, so you can break through that. Focus on happiness. Focus on building not only your confidence, but a positive mindset where you can just bust through those limiting beliefs and make it happen. You have what it takes. I believe in you, and I'm going to speak for Pass, because I know he believes in you as well. You have everything that it takes. Just harness happiness. Put that to work. It's an enormous amount of energy when you can have that that will unshackle anything that's holding you back, so you can bust through and make it happen. And so with that, Pass, thank you again for being a guest. We're honored to have you on the show. For those listening, dreaminmotion.us. Help out those young entrepreneurs. And that is it. We're going to wrap up the show. Pass, thank you again. Pass, have a good one, buddy.
Thank you, Mike. You have a great one, too. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to The Focus Radio with Mike Brenhog. I'm The Focus Guy. And stay tuned each week where I bring you authors, experts, and thought leaders to help you increase your sales and grow your business. Have an awesome day.